having a little bit of a problem because we're so used to the info dump and the news upon news upon news when we're trying to come up with things to talk about in the news section. It was just like, oh, ha. So, yeah.
This is the calm before the storm with the movie. So,
oh, I thought
the storm will grow.
Yes, I thought you said we've been having a problem. You're just going to say Ninja Steel in general, but
right, yeah.
It has been a problem.
Yeah,
but guys, we're going to get the new greatest season is coming.
Yeah.
Power Rangers, Dino Force, Brave Decision.
Yes, we'll talk about the farts later. Today is.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Today is Koreatown.
So, in the news, we're talking about the news. They are, and by they I mean our wonderful Korean brothers and sisters. They are, and now please explain to me, Jeremy, Seamus, Justin, one of you guys, explain to me how Power Rangers works over in Korea.
The way I understand it is, okay, well, actually, there's a post on Ranger Board I can just look at here and give you a synopsis. And it says apparently for a while there, Korea was actually dubbing Power Rangers up until Wild Force. And then they decided to avoid Ninja Storm because they did the ninja theme they thought was too, you know, Japanese centric. And when they did that, they switched to dubbing Super Sentai. Okay. So they went from Wild Force to Abba Ranger.
I see.
Which is odd.
Which is odd.
Yes. But when they dubbed Abba Ranger, like, they called it Dino Thunder.
Also odd. Also odd.
So, since then, they've been dubbing the Super Sentai, and they've been calling it, like, Magic Force, Drive Force, Engine Force.
My favorite is the Gokaiger adaptation called Captain Force.
Yes.
Great.
And then they just call the next season Goldbusters. Like, what? Okay.
I still loved when they dubbed Deca Ranger, and the theme, it was 1, Emergency, 2, Power Ranger.
And then it says here that they skipped Shinkenger again because it was too Japanese centric, and they went all the way back and dubbed Gao Ranger. Like, okay.
Sure. Okay.
And anyway, and we get to today, and yes, they dubbed, you know, they dubbed Kyoryuger as Dino Force. They did Train Force. For some reason, they have Ninja Force, so apparently they were fine with doing it that time with the ninja. But anyway, what apparently turns out is that the Kyoryuger / Dino Force toys sold, like, insanely well in Korea, to the point where they have decided to, from scratch, well, kind of from scratch, because they're going to use their own new actors, but they're going to create their own sequel to Kyoryuger. And so basically they're using all the old suits, all the old mecha, but they're repainting them, adding little splashes of silver here, putting a giant Gatling gun on the T-Rex's forehead, and just saying, you know what? We're going to have our own stuff. We're doing it again. This is our own bootleg. These toys, these suits, they look like you would find them at, like, a Big Lots.
Yes. Oh, I got it. It's bootleg come to life. Like... That's amazing.
Haven't you ever walked through a flea market and see, like, Power Action Force? That's this. And I mean, honestly, though, I am delighted that now Korea's getting in on the, we're going to make our own version of this thing. Because I remember, I don't know how many of you remember this, but back in, like, 2007 or whatever, wasn't it, oh, the Philippines did their own sequel to that 80s Toku Shider? Or, with Shider. And they called it Zydo, and it looked like garbage. I hope this is just like that.
I mean, I would like for it to be good. I don't know if I have high expectations for that, but I would like it to. So, like, that would be cool.
So are they hiring their new actors and things? And
I would imagine they would have to. I mean, if they're creating all this original footage, They can't just then demorph and cut to old shots of the Japanese cast.
Right? Oh my god, could you imagine if they reverse Power Ranger, where instead of they shoot new fight footage, but they use all the old Japanese actor footage.
Amazing.
Oh my god.
Amazing.
I mean, now to be fair, Korea has done their own original stuff. Like, I remember Sport Ranger. Remember that was a thing back in the day?
I do remember that, yes.
They have done several things. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They have their own toku stuff, yep. So basically, this is like, it's the same suits, but they added like silver highlights, and they gave them the America gun that the Silver Ranger has. They all get it now.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, and boy, that mecha just... That Gatling gun right there, just right in the middle of the forehead.
Well, upgrades. Gotta get your little upgrades. So, you know, I don't know Korean. So the translation, the Bing translation was Power Rangers Dino Force Brave Decision.
Brave Decision.
No, I guess it really means, I guess they really mean Power Rangers Dino Force Brave, but... And then, like, oh, they decided to make a new Power Rangers, whatever, yeah. Whatever. But
it's a brave decision.
But it is a brave decision.
There is a press conference scheduled in South Korea on March 2nd, so we'll get more info.
And to be honest with you, I don't actually hate the designs, like for the upgrade or whatever you want to call them, like the change suits and stuff. It is just extra lines, but like. It could be so much worse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you didn't point it out to me, wouldn't have noticed, honestly.
Wow.
Wouldn't have noticed. Hey, Dino Charge, I'm telling you, still a scar. So, you know.
Yeah, I hope at that press conference they're like, the first thing they lead with is, the ending of our season is not going to have them traveling back in time, and everybody claps and cheers.
Wouldn't it be amazing, though, if somehow this turned out to be better than the ending of our version? Like, God,
Korea watched Dino Supercharge and was like, we can do better.
Yeah, like NASA.
Yes.
Let's show them what's up.
With, like, a third of the budget and, like...
That's being generous. I would guess, like, a sixth of the budget.
Well, yeah.
Like, yo, Toei, like... I hate you right now. Like, you just hand over fist money. Like you have so many people. Like, you make money time and time again. Over and over. How's this... Where did I go wrong in my life? You know? Like, can I come up with an entity where, like, everybody just wants to, like, remake me all over the world? Really? Great.
Well...
Oh, man.
Google Translate also says this might only be 12 episodes.
Ooh.
So just sell them toys and get out.
Because, I mean, it would be really hard to do another 40, 50, whatever episodes that was. You know what I mean?
I can understand them just doing the bare minimum to sell the repaints and call it good.
Yeah.
So sell this to Netflix. Come on now. Netflix length, 12 episodes. Let's go.
Yes. All right, Power Rangers, Dino Force Brave. You,
Decision.
We're just going to add that one in there. Okay, sure. Mm-hmm. Sure. Power Rangers, Dino Force Brave Decision. You,
I hope that's the theme song.
Brave Decision.
Okay. Move around along.
It's the sequel to Dino Charge Arch Brave Decision.
Mm-hmm. No. No.
Never giving up on our brave
decision. No. Horrible.
Go, go, Power Rangers. Brave decision.
This is wrong on so many levels. All right. So, Ninja Steel. Since you guys want to sing the Ninja Steel so much, there have been some rumor schmoomers that are turning into troomers.
Like, I'm glad you were bringing that back.
Yes.
I believe we can confirm some things. We don't use that C word a lot around here, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we don't like the C word.
So
So, oh, we're not from Australia. We don't like that scene.
Inside joke. Don't know that. Well, we didn't know at the time. I remember when before Ninja Steel was even shooting or whatever, like, we would see pictures of the cast doing their thing, whatever, and then a Chris Reed popped up on our radar, and he's like, oh, I've joined the cast of Ninja Steel, I'm so excited. And we're like, oh, that looks like a Gold Ranger. He looks like a gold guy. You know, white guy, cowboy, fits the, you know, profile. Okay, done. We're done. We're straight. It's good.
Mm-hmm.
Then Ninja Steel premieres, and we're like, oh, I see. He's a 40-year-old man in high school.
He's only been, like, the best character in the show.
Excuse me.
Second best.
Thank you. Thank you. It's all Monty.
Monty for life.
Monty and Victor together are all
the best.
Which reminds me, please, remind me to come back to a third story in our news break. Yes. That okay. I just got to remember Monty, okay? Mm-hmm. And it has to do with Seamus. So.
Okay.
Yes.
Seamus's bestie?
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Okay. All right. So.
Oh, this
is next. We're coming back. But, so we're thinking like, oh, okay, Chris Reed was, but then he's not. And so we're like, okay, well, who's going to be our Gold Ranger, you know? And then pictures were popping up on the interwebs. So I'm just going to read this from the MorphinLegacy.coms, right? And it says, could Jordy Weber be our new Gold Ranger? ? So, he did some detective work. You know, there was a couple of behind-the-scenes pictures. Oh, wait, and a nightmare of the Power Scoop. So, like, there was a behind-the-scenes picture first of... You see Nico and Peter. See, yes. He just has like such a regular name. You're just like, what's his name? Peter, right? You know, so they're like, you know, cheesing for the camera or whatever. You see Brody. What's his name? William. Again, William. Another regular name.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe I knew that.
So you see William. You know, he's, you know, standing there, just being all. Yep. Him,
Soufflé,
right? You see Sarah in the background. No, Sarah. What's her name? Christiane.
In her mom jeans.
In her mom jeans, right? And then you see this other guy who's in a gold shirt with some blue jeans, right?
I actually see Haley, too.
Where is Haley? Yeah.
She's right behind the guys. You can see her hair and her white pants at the bottom.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay.
Look at you go. I was I was distracted by the Gold Ranger's butt.
Right, so you see this dude, right? Like, in the gold shirt, you know, little muscular, little, you know, something, right?
Straight cowboy boots.
So, all right, look at that, cowboy boots and everything, right? And then, on the Geordie's Instabams, you see, oh, look, there's a gold shirt. And then Nico and Christiane and a bunch of other folks liked this Instagram picture. Then you see another picture. I don't know where the other picture came from, where it's the whole team again. And then you see some dude with a cowboy hat and a communicator on. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So... And now, all these pictures are gone. Wherever they were posted.
Which means it's confirmed at this point. Yes. If the pictures are gone, it's confirmed.
Which means it's confirmed.
Even though the internet's written in permanent ink. Always is.
Yeah. So once you see an actor put up a picture and then they take it down, confirmed.
Yeah.
Yep. Confirmed.
Sorry, not sorry.
So, this Jordy Weber guy, just trying to do some... and his email is right there. Okay, great.
Get it for an interview. Let's go.
All right. What's it like to be the Gold Ranger?
Okay, so there you go. All right, so
I'm still really distracted by Sarah's actress in that photo. It looks like she's about to take her kids to soccer practice in those jeans.
Mm-hmm. She looks like she's actually about to call Saban and say the Power Rangers is a bad TV show for kids.
Here's the thing, though. Like, she, her body is...
That's too scary.
Her mm-hmm. body is ridiculous, okay? Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. the booty is plow, you know, the abs are plow. Like, so they are trying their best to hide...
Yeah, you gotta frump that up.
Everything about her that looks remotely sexy. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's why... They, I mean, yeah. Yeah, they put her in, like, the worst clothes. like they really do, like, a Kimberly on her. Like, for a moment, Kimberly was, like, wearing some mom jeans herself, too. And but then on the flip side, she would wear some, like, booty shorts. So, you know, she got a little both of, you know, she got the mm-hmm. the hussy and the mom. Right. This one, on the other hand, they just like, nah, son. No. We had you one time in leggings on this show. That's not happening again. No, mom jeans for life.
It's a wrap. That's it.
It's a wrap. Anyway, back to Jordy. So Jordy is a Kiwi.
Mm-hmm.
He's a Kiwi, and I'm trying to see.
New Zealand cowboy ninja, what's up?
Yep, that's not awkward at all.
He's gonna be like, hey guys, I'm gonna make this Pavlova cheeseburger. It's gonna be great.
Wow.
Oh God.
Do we think the character is a Kiwi, or are we, you know, mixing it up again? Because obviously we already have a Kiwi who's playing an American. So we have two.
Like, is he gonna try to hide his accent with a Texas accent?
Oh man! Wow. Oh my God!
Wow. That'd be a lot.
Can it be worse than Hunter? Find out this season on Ninja Steel.
Good luck in your future battles, partner.
So here's the thing, right? So I'm looking at his resume. His under skills, it is language Maori beginner. Okay. Accents American Californian.
Cowboys are.
Let's see. Singing, soul, pop, dance, hip hop, funk, Latin American, blah, 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 blah. Music, guitar, beginner.
Uh-oh.
And then some other stuff that's like, who cares? Nobody cares. But yeah, he's not much on that resume, my brother. Like,
maybe they don't need to have a New Zealand character because they just cast two New Zealand people as main characters, and that's how they get their credits.
Maybe.
I hope so, because, like, anybody got time to just go?
The legend says the next Nexus stars in New Zealand. Let's go. All right.
Like, you know what? Honestly, they should have just made Chase, like, a recurring character in every season. Just an effort.
Mm-hmm.
He's in every season. He talks about New Zealand stuff every season. Who cares? Done.
Is the new James Galen.
Is that yeah. Oh, such a downgrade.
Anyway.
They should have brought James Galen back as the Ninja Master. Just saying.
He is one already. Come on. You've already cast him as Ninja Master once. Do it again.
But yeah, he's. I mean, who's Titanium? What's this band? Like, what? Who is this?
Yeah. So apparently, you said he was in a band for 2.5 years called Titanium.
Yes, he was an actual NZ boy.
Nice. All right.
Wouldn't that have been crazy? Wouldn't it have been crazy if his character was on Dino Charge as an NZ boy? And then it was like...
That would be forward thinking, and they don't do that.
Can you imagine, if that character shows up and he's like, yeah, I'm an NZ boy. He just said that. Like, that's just a thing.
Mm-hmm.
If only we had that kind of, like that level of continuity would be revolutionary at this point in the show.
Like, he was the new member that got cast when they were in town trying to find, you know...
That's right.
Yeah, so, like, he doesn't even have an IMDb page. Like, I'm looking, and it's just like, this guy's... He's fresh.
I bet he's got a Ranger Wiki page, though.
He's fresh. So, there you go. I think I'm ready to say the C word. Confirmed.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, not okay. Save the other one. All right.
I mean, pretty
do
much.
Do we believe that the character is?
We gotta believe.
We gotta believe.
Well, if he's New Zealand, then no. You know, like, if they have him talk like he's from New Zealand, then no. But
honestly, well, to be fair, that little kid, you know, they all sound like they're from New Zealand, so who knows? You know, he's got a white father, so he can just have a New Zealand brother. Why not? Who cares?
It would be really cool or different if you had a Kiwi who was really into American culture, like, and then uses all of the tropes, you know, like, really, if you're gonna go there, just go there, you know what I mean? Ham it up, yeah. And then they looking at him like, yo, bro, like, chill.
Yeah, can you imagine if Brody's like, oh my gosh, I found my long-lost brother. And his long-lost brother is like an annoying American fanboy.
He's the world's greatest cowboy.
Oh my god.
The legends foretold of the greatest American cowboy.
Stop. I can't. That's not even a thing. Stop it. I hate you. No. I hate you all.
Hey, wait, what about that third news bit?
Lisa? So,
my favorite news bit.
Oh. So, here I am, getting my hair did, right? And while I'm getting the hair did and everything, I was able to watch the newest Ninja Steel episode, because I'm sitting there for a while, so guess got nothing else to do. And, you know, in the Facebooks, y'all chatting it up, all this other stuff. So the show ends, and Seamus has his, you know, reflections on the episode on his Twitters. And recently, what his name? I don't know what the actor's name is, but Monty's actor.
Yeah.
You know, he's been responding to the tweets about Monty and
He's been favoriting certain tweets that have to do with them.
Yeah, right. Last couple weeks. Yeah.
Right. So, you know, Caleb, I want to say his name is. Yeah, Caleb. Yeah. Yeah, so he's been following and tweeting and things and, you know, being active. And so then, let me see if I can find it on my phone because it's a little easier. So then, the official Power Rangers Twitter, they are, you know, they're known to be very corny and very blasé and bland with, like, hey guys, you know, this is really cool. Shows a gif of, like, MMPR or, like, oh, Bay, like, uses, like, Bay for, like, every 2 seconds or whatever, trying to be like the kids. But unfortunately, one of their tweets just didn't quite.
It was legit mean-spirited.
Yeah.
So, at the end, right? Like, spoiler alert, okay?
Oh,
we're not going to be talking about the Ninja Steel episode because, really, we're grouping those up, like, and if I got time. And, right? But spoiler alert, at the end of the latest episode, you have Victor and Monty in a cocoon, and they have been farting in this cocoon throughout the whole episode. And so much so that they are floated up into the air, and the Rangers are watching them fly in the air, not a care in the world. They're laughing. They're like, oh, ho, 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 ho.
Like, they may as well freeze frame to did executive producer credit while they were laughing.
Oh, look at them. Look at they fly away. Oh, ho, ho. So, the Power Rangers Twitter, right, shows a picture of the Rangers and Mick. That's his name, dude?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Right?
Kelson.
Just look, oh, the smiles. Oh, it's so funny. Power Rangers Twitter. Let's hope Victor and Monty never come back. See you next time. And then, like, little emojis of, like, clouds and air.
So mean!
Yes.
Right? Wow.
I hope you guys die. Power Rangers, Ninja Steel.
Yep. And then Caleb responds to the Power Rangers Twitter. Just one word. Rude.
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 And I love that some of the other actors, I think it was, what was it, Sarah's actress, was like, no, I want you guys to come back.
Oh.
And then the Twitter eventually deleted it, like, not that long after. I think it was, like, yeah. like a half hour later.
Yeah, it was gone. It was gone. So
that's better than any magic trick that Preston's done so far.
Ninjas. It's on theme, see? Yeah.
Like,
see, Lisa, I loved your reaction after that happened, because you're like, you know what? One, I love that they were just so mean.
I know! It was hot. Like, part of me was just like, oh, they went there, though. Like, they went there. Like, okay, this is kind of awesome. Another part of me loves, like, Caleb was just like, one word, rude. And
mm-hmm.
the clap back. And I'm just like, the 1-2 punch. So, like, I just love the combo. The combo is great. And it's saved on my phone. And it's wonderful. So anytime I need a smile on my face, I just turn to that. And I'm like, oh.
That's probably the best moment for the Power Rangers Twitter, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
They just need to be more sassy, honestly.
Just some black people. And I mean, let me tell you something. If a black person ran that Power Rangers Twitter, what?
Yeah, did you got over 800 episodes worth of material to make jokes with. Come on. You have a gold mine.
I mean, y'all, oh, man, the clapback would be, oh, yes.
You would just start responding to everybody. It would be amazing.
It'd be great. It'd be wonderful.
Lisa, I'm going to say it because you're not going to say it. If Lisa ran the Twitter, it would be even better than the Sonic the Hedgehog Twitter. Just going to throw that out there.
Oh, wow. That's high praise.
Wait, Sonic the Hedgehog. I'm sorry. I'm not hip with the kids.
There are a few Twitters out there, like Sonic, Arby's, Wendy's.
Yeah. Oh yeah, where
they know their pop culture references, and they always respond back with something really clever.
Yeah. Like Wendy's, they had a little slip up. They did.
Yeah.
A little bit, but usually on point. So yeah, like
but when you're trying your humor stuff, you know, some things are gonna land, some things are definitely not. But you know, you just keep rolling.
So yeah, Power Rangers Twitter. I mean. Him, just saying, like the clapbacks would be real.
No, remember for like a minute, like every so often they like decide they're gonna be awesome and they get super sassy, but most of the time they just play it safe.
And boring, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Boring.
Were you aware? MMPR. Were you aware? The current season.
Yeah. And then ever so often they'll throw, oh, like the whole thing when before Ninja Steel was premiering, about they were, you know, the hashtag PRNS, and they were just like, oh, can't wait for the new season, and then like they show a picture of Ninja Storm. That sort of thing. It's like, okay, all right, that's a good safe joke to make. Fine. I can totally be on board with that, you know, and some people still didn't get it, but that's okay. But yeah, like the whole thing of like MMPR reference, hey, new season reference, great. I'm like,
the movie, it's happening.
Yeah, like you guys could do better. You can look, man. I'm just saying, like there's some Twitters that are making news, you know, and good news, like good buzz. Be one of them. You could be one of those. Anywho. All right. See, this is what happens when there's no news to talk about.
We could spend legitimately like 10 minutes on a Twitter post.
Yeah. Happens. All right. So, we're going to talk about these comics, y'all.
Okay, there's one comic, and then there's just some words on paper.
Right.
That I guess form into a comic.
Okay, so the Justice League Power Rangers thing.
It exists. Done.
Definitely exists.
Moving on. MMPR 12. It was great. I loved it.
It has a very solid existence.
Okay. So, it is... I'll mention the one thing that was... Like, I don't know the other dude's name... the other villain's name, Brainiac or whatever.
Yes. Brainiac, yeah.
Like, where is he from? What does he do? I don't know him. What's going on?
He's an alien or some... Oh, some garbage.
He's an alien machine. Classically a Superman villain.
Okay.
He likes to collect other planets and, like, put them in these nice little things, as you see, sort of.
Okay.
The thing, yeah.
Yeah, so. Don't get too excited.
I mean, there's not much to get excited about, to be honest. I found this to be, like the first issue, really forgettable. I almost forgot it existed, and when we were talking about what we're going to talk about, I was like, oh, right. That thing.
Yeah, when you said we had two comics to talk about, I was like, I was almost messaged back. We already talked about 11. Like, like it's just 12, Lisa.
Honestly, I'll say the only part that was kind of a little bit funny for me was Zach being kind of a little bit of a jerk to Batman. That was great. He's like, why why aren't you smiling?
Yeah, what's wrong? There was a couple lines like at the end where Batman. What did he say? Let me look at it. Where's Batman? Where you at, Batman? He says, the last robot dinosaur that attacked me is now mounted as a trophy in my case. Like, that's okay, you know?
And then what's that reference to? I'm sorry.
He actually does have a giant robot. I don't know, like, where it's from, but there literally is one in the Batcave. I've seen it before.
Oh. Okay.
It's just, like, now it's like, okay, we had our, you know, little perfunctory fight, and now we're going to team up. But, it, again, you can just tell, just from these first two issues, like, look, we already know this isn't going to matter. And so far, it's really paint by numbers.
Yeah, there's nothing really... It's not about anything, is really mm-hmm. my... Like, there's no... It's just, we meet, and then bad guys meet, and then fighting happens, and then we set up for more fighting, and it's just kind of... that's it. And again, it, like, a generic thing with, like, Zach crying at, in the first issue, but, like, I don't know.
What do you say to for a comic that is just like, oh, look, we're still having this misunderstanding, and now we're going to tie up this misunderstanding, and now we're not having this misunderstanding, but you got to let us know what's going on with this new villain you brought here, because we don't know him. And so now we've got to explain. He's got to be the exposition for... next few scenes that we see with the Brainiac dude, and I don't know what's going on. Who are you? I'm this person. Maybe we have the same agenda. Yeah, sure. That'd be great. Yeah. Whoa. And then, I don't know. What do you say to a comic that's nothing?
I think the thing is that, you know, every time you have a team up, there's always going to be the flashy moments where it's like, hey, these guys are seeing each other, isn't that crazy? But you still have to kind of keep that to a minimum, or at least spread it out, and like you still have to get to an actual story. And by and large, two issues in, and they haven't really done much of that. It's still very much a lot of the, hey, everybody's here. We need a giant two-page splash of everybody summoning their Zords, because that's really cool. You know, like, it just took way too long for them all to just simmer the heck down and actually try to get to the story. There's a little bit of it with Zed, but it's still, a lot of that is still Zed and Brainiac just like, hey, look at these two characters meeting and talking to each other. Isn't that crazy? Like, you have to actually get down to business, and they're not doing that.
Yes, and not just, like, recap your own existence.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
I don't need... come on.
So expository.
Do actual thing. Yeah. Do actual thing.
If it really was a Zach story, you know, and, like, we got something that we didn't know from Zach, and we learned something... Like, do something with one... Like, I get it. You can have, like, 5 billion characters in a team-up. We're not gonna get, like, the deepest, darkest stories from each one of them. We get it. But at least have a point of view... somewhere around the line, and they try to touch on it a little smidgen the first issue, a smidgen, but now it's just like, or not now, but like even in that issue it was okay, we're all gonna just be all like, yay, we're heroes and we're gonna fight each other because we have a misunderstanding. It's not interesting at all. Like, it's not even like the action's interesting. Like, it's just not interesting. So you know, if you had something that was like a Zack focus thing and the perspective of Zack and what's going on in his mind and what's, you know, like what trouble he's dealing with. And then if you wanted to focus on one dude from the Justice League and be that, and like what are the similarities and the difference, like do something where like you still have your team up, but at least you're gonna learn something.
That's the problem, is there's so many, because you have, you know, the six Rangers and you have all the Justice League people. There's no time to have like any really, that's why the Zack and Batman thing is cool, because like, oh, it's a nice little interaction, but here it's just like, oh, here's a little bit of this and a little bit of this that doesn't really amount to anything.
No, not at all. I mean, you have Wonder Woman tying up Pink Ranger, and Kimberly's all just like, yeah, we had a really interesting conversation. And an in-depth conversation.
Like, where's the fanfic on that one?
Hey, I was gonna say, yeah.
Hey. Get it.
But yeah, like, and I felt like I was reading.
Agony and Pink Lives.
Oh, oh my god.
Oh, you ruined it.
That's for the old school fans in the audience. Hey!
Oh boy.
But yeah, I felt like I was reading a lot of pages and a lot of nothing was happening.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for real. I literally got to, I think it was like page 18, and I'm like, is it over yet?
Yeah. It's just so bland and by the numbers. Like, and it's equally, it's, you know, that much more disappointing when it's like we're reading a regular Power Rangers comic book that is so good and unique and clever and character focused, and then we hop over to this, like we hopped over to Pink, and it's just, you know, so surface level nonsense. You know, it's just all Flash, not the Flash, but all Flash.
But bruh, like Pink, I had a reaction.
Well, a visceral one, yes.
Yeah, I'd rather have a reaction than none at all.
True.
And yeah, this is what this in is. A way, because Pink had like actual story and like emotion, even if it wasn't really what you wanted, it was like, oh, okay.
People, it was trying things. Something. It,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
It failed miserably, but it was trying.
Right.
But this, on the other hand, is just like, I mean, nothing's happening. It's nope. Nothing's happening. I don't know, man.
Nothing's like happening.
That's right. Tell him, Zach.
So, yeah, no, that's all I got to say about Justice League.
That's all there is to say.
Yep. All right, move right along.
So, the greatest Power Ranger thing on the market still.
Yeah, issue 12 of MMPR.
Were you aware Pumpkin Rapper is the most terrifying monster in existence?
Well, I already was aware of that. This is just confirmation.
Oh, that C word again. Gosh.
Oh, jeez. The C word keeps popping up.
That's the episode title, right? Come on.
The C word. Yes.
So, okay, 12. Okay, like, every time I think...
Uh-oh, she thought. She get mama talk.
Oh, by the way, La La Land won Best Picture.
Oh, goody.
Come on.
And also, Casey Affleck won for Best Actor, because being a abuser is totally cool.
He's an abuser?
Yeah, he sexually assaulted someone.
No!
Yeah, I think she just found out.
No! Uh-oh. Steve Harvey.
Yo. Sorry. I'm sorry. This is okay.
Did you find out?
No. Okay. Yo. Oscars, right? Yo.
Just leave it in the show. Leave it in the show, Lisa.
Yo, okay, so like, so my mom comes in. I'm thinking like, oh, okay, like, you know, it's late. I'm talking loud, whatever, blah. Yo, my mom is just like, you heard? And I'm like, what? You heard? Like, what? They gave the Best Picture. Like, what? They gave it to the wrong people. I'm like, who, Steve Harvey? And she, and so she said, no, the whole cast of La La Land went up on stage and they gave it to the wrong people. It was supposed to be for Moonlight.
Wait, what?
Yes!
Wait, hold on. Back that up.
Yo.
Wait.
Yo.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Yes.
Oh no.
Wait. Re-explain the whole thing.
Wait. It was supposed to be for Moonlight?
Yes.
So they announced.
They announced La La Land. La La Land's cast went up on the stage. They were like, "Nah, son. Moonlight won."
Are you serious? No.
A heel turn.
Yo, Oscars though.
Oh my god! That's amazing.
Oh, Oscar's so inept.
Yo, suck a big one, La La Land.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my god. That's so amazing.
That is. Oh my god. I can't wait to watch that on YouTube tomorrow.
Oh my god.
All right.
Yo, Ryan Gosling. Sucks to be you.
Yo. Moonlight wins Best Picture at Oscars. La La Land was initially announced as the winner by mistake.
How do you mess that up?
Oh man.
Yo.
I love seeing where people are like, "Why couldn't this happen on election night?"
Oh my gosh, where are the hanging chads?
Yo, I'm waiting for the pic. I'm waiting for the video. I'm waiting for video.
So waiting for video. God. I hope that they have an individual reaction cut to Emma Stone and Ryan Gosling.
Like, I feel bad for them. I feel bad for them though. Like, the movie, whatever. But like, that's like, if you come on, you're told that you won, and then they say, "Oh, sorry."
I ain't sorry.
I'm happy that Moonlight won. That's what I wanted to win.
Well, yeah.
I love the tweet I'm seeing where someone just says, "Is this wrestling? These heel turns."
Mm-hmm.
Yo, I'm just waiting for the video. I'm like, click, click, click. I'm waiting for video because like he's still like Marshall is still giving
his speech.
Yeah.
Someone hit. Oh my gosh! Someone hit Gosling with a chair. Do it.
Yo.
I hope his speech includes.
Yo, and then they had the card where it said Moonlight Best Picture.
Oh my god!
Well then, how do you get it wrong? Who announced it?
Wait.
Moonlight Best Picture.
Holy shit.
Sorry. I'm still looking for a video. Okay, hold up.
I love somebody tweeted. They're like, "Steve Harvey, you've been let off the hook."
Yeah, I gotta know who it was. Who's on the hook now? Who is on the hook?
Wait, is this the whole one?
Moonlight. Someone just not read the envelope? Do they just assume?
Yeah, they just
assume. This is not a joke. I'm afraid they read the wrong thing.
Wait. Oh, sorry. Wait. Let me Warren Beatty. Yeah, hold on, wait. Copy link to tweet. Let me do that. Oh, sure. Let me do this.
He was given the wrong envelope.
Yo.
For what? Like, how do you give the wrong envelope? Isn't there just one envelope?
I don't know. Maybe.
I have no idea.
It kind of sounds like he's saying that they gave him the best actress one, and he saw Emma Stone's name, Moonlight. So he just said La La Land.
What? Oh, so they gave him the one for the wrong category.
Yeah, the one they'd already used for her.
I'm afraid they read the wrong thing.
This is not a joke. Like, Moonlight has won Best Picture.
Because he said a name that wasn't even. There shouldn't even be
Moonlight.
A name, right?
Best Picture.
Because her win was right before that. Like,
her win. Yeah. It was.
So he just got the recycled envelope.
Oh my gosh.
Uh oh.
What is
no!
that? Right now? Please. So this is amazing.
How is this even a thing?
And guys, you understand now that in history, La La Land will only be known as the movie that got incorrectly announced as Best Picture.
Oh, no.
I'm so happy. Like, you don't understand. Like, this is better. than La La Land losing Best Picture. Like, this is like, like, it is. Yeah,
like, you got your cake and you get to eat it too.
Oh, is this video? Oh, wait, I gotta watch it.
This is amazing.
Like, someone is already contacting Warren Beatty and Steve Harvey to do a commercial.
Yeah, I'm
together.
Trying to find video where, like, it catches everything, because that's only caught the... Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, this is the most embarrassing thing I've ever seen in my life. Oh, my God. Can you imagine everyone at the booth? They're like, cut to Moonlight.
Awkward.
That's... I love everyone's reaction where he's like, it's not a joke.
Yo.
This is like, I'm so glad we were online to experience this together.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Yo, that picture though, like that picture alone right here.
Oh my god. Like,
yo.
The face. Oh no.
Oh boy.
Oh my god. Yo, like, sucks to be like, you know, like all the producer people up there who's like, oh man, I got to win an Oscar for La La Land.
Guys, I'm sorry. No. There's a mistake. Moonlight, you guys won best.
Oh wait, I'm just trying to find video. I'm just finding video of where like
Moonlight is gonna, oh man, dude, they're gonna get so much free publicity out of this. This is great.
Oh my gosh.
It's the best thing ever.
This is so great.
So good. So good.
Yeah, oh, I cannot wait to read the full story of how this happened tomorrow. This is going to be amazing.
Wow.
What a world, right? Oh, man.
Sheesh.
Supposed to be the extended.
Yeah, Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway, Red Wrong Best Picture winner. What?
And I have to, like, be like, quietly, slowly be like, no, wait.
The Bonnie and Clyde actors announced La La Land instead of Moonlight for the correct winner. Beatty. I wasn't trying to be funny. Beatty assured everyone after admitting to the mistake and explaining that they had they read the wrong envelope. Wow.
How'd they get the wrong one?
He told the audience that they had read the wrong envelope, seeing Emma Stone won for La La Land, who was actually the winner for Best Actress.
Oh, wait,
Dunaway
what?
Had read the winner before Beatty could stop her.
Oh, so who actually won Best Actress then?
No, she did. She won it.
Oh, okay.
She won Best Actress. Yeah.
Okay. But I guess they just read, let me see.
Like they reread it or something?
I guess. I guess they just like had the wrong, like, they oh, said let, the let's wrong just one. Have this. Oh, look, it's already open. I wonder who won.
Oh, what?
I guess, I mean.
Okay, this might be my favorite.
You doddering old man.
I'm like, he's explaining it.
Oh, no. Oh, no, dear. No, dear, don't do that.
No, where's this clip? What are you talking about? Where is it? Oh, okay, wait, no, you posted it. Okay, wait, hold on.
Oh, my.
It's the finale of Black History Month. It's crazy.
So okay, lit.
Jimmy, please lead him off the stage. Lead him off the stage and back to the home.
Wait.
Stop talking.
There's a giant cane that just grabs you and
yeah, the Apollo.
Oh my gosh!
The season finale of Black History Month is so lit.
It's so lit right now, yo. It is so lit, yo. It is lit, bro.
Perfect.
I gotta share that though. How do you
oh
do this?
Oh my god!
How do you share
so
a thing? How do you share a thing on the face space?
Oh lord!
I'm gonna screenshot it. I don't care. I'm gonna put it on my Facebook.
I'm gonna
screenshot
it. I'm gonna
do
it too.
Screenshot it. Yeah. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Oh.
I gotta retweet it. Oh my god. This is so great. This is the greatest news. Half of this episode just needs to be like, we talk about Ninja Steel and comic books, and you get a reaction to the Academy Awards.
I opened the envelope, and
oh,
it said,
I see one already. Emma Stone. I see one already that Escobar La La Land. Posted.
That's why I took such a long look at Faye and at you. I wasn't trying
Moonlight
to be funny.
Moonlight is LeBron James blocking
well,
a shot.
Well, you were funny. Thank you very much.
All right, get off the stage, Warren Beatty. Get off the stage.
Warren Beatty's never going to get a job ever again. Oh, my God.
Yo, like, okay. All right. So, like, the Oscars just broke our show.
Oh my God, I love that our friend Eric Francisco tweet. Like, he took one of like the CNN things that said Justin La La Land wins Best Picture. And he just says fake news.
Alternative facts would have been better. Alternative yes. facts. I would have taken that.
This is amazing.
Oh my gosh! Like how? Oh wow! Like this is like the best Oscars ever.
Oh, like yeah, it does suck for people because you know someone else wins, but whatever, Moonlight.
Like, is this? Did they do this like on purpose? Is this like the retaliation for Oscar So White? Is that what this is? Like, we're gonna have a doddering old white man make the white people look stupid.
It's a combination of, like, recent memeable stuff.
But,
like,
look at this. Like, Casey Affleck, that little, like molester, okay, won Best Actor. And then Emma Stone, who definitely, I'm like, she was okay. I mean, she's, you know, but...
At least she wasn't playing an Asian in this one.
But,
good.
Wow. But, like, they did not deserve their... They didn't deserve it. So, like... I was already mad. Like, I'm like, oh my God, this is so dumb. This is so dumb. And then all of a sudden, I'm just like, what? What is happening right now? Okay. All right. All right. All right. We have to get back to the show. We do.
That's debatable.
We kind of.
Oh, no. No, is this real? M. Night Shyamalan tweeted, I wrote the ending of the Academy Awards 2017.
Stop.
No.
Stop.
Perfect.
No.
Stop.
Jimmy Kimmel, we really got him. Oh my God.
No, but for real though, like, everybody, I mean, as soon as nobody's gonna, people, yes, are gonna remember that Warren Beatty messed up or whoever messed up, like, two old white people, but they're always gonna call it a Steve Harvey. Like, they're not going to be like,
they're
not gonna be like, Warren Beatty.
Yeah, like, they're like, remember the time that old white dude pulled a Steve Harvey?
Exactly.
Steve Harvey is the name for messing that kind of thing up. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Wow. Okay. All right. All right.
Power Rangers. So, issue 12. Pumpkin Wrap. What's up?
Yeah.
Now, this should stay in the podcast.
Yeah. This
I don't care if you put it, like, at the end or something, but it has to stay.
Yeah. This comic is also about an old white dude.
Yeah, choosing the wrong path. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Making poor decisions.
This is an alternative fact universe.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yep, just following a lady, doing whatever she says. Ugh, like, really?
Kyle Higgins, man, predicted the future.
I mean, kind of did. Like, no, look, okay. Okay, I'm gonna say this very carefully. As I was reading this comic about how there, you know, okay, Tommy's realizing that it's future evil Tommy or alternate universe evil Tommy or whatever. And then they're just like, oh, okay, so we're kind of in trouble. You don't need to be here. And then Sabo's just like, nah, son, I got this cover. Boom, I'm gonna take you away. Boom, these Zords. Boom.
Falcon Zord, what's up? Tor, what's up?
What's up? Let's go. Boom, done. Right? Mm-hmm. And so after all of that hustle and bustle, then you have the point where you have to have like, oh, what is going on in this universe here? Like, we need to know.
So we get our massive info dump. Massive.
Right?
Yes. A recap that's worthy of actual recap.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yes, we've built up to this moment where it's okay for you to let us know what's going on. Yeah. So, the gist of it is that it starts out the same, right? They both start out the same. Evil Green Ranger comes in, boom, boom, boom. You know, destroys the sword. I forgot what it's called because I'm a doofus.
Sword of Darkness.
The Sword of Darkness, thank you. Destroys the Sword of Darkness, all right. Then Tommy makes a choice. So regular Tommy makes his choice. Yay, I'm going to join the team and going to be good. And then the other Tommy, he's like, well, I mean, good.
Screw you guys.
Like, what else? Yeah. Let me, I'm going to follow this Rita chick, you know what I'm saying? This Rita chick, is, you know, she got something going on. And so, throughout the time, right, Rita is, people around the globe are just like, you know, it's just easier for us to, like, deal with her than her sending monsters and trying to destroy us. So, like, she's not so bad. Like, you know, and then there's like signs outside people's homes with hashtags of just like, let Rita rule.
Doesn't this feel like,
and literally they are normalizing her as like, this is a thing.
This may be parallel with the real world.
Little bit.
Sounds a little familiar.
It sounds a little, and I'm reading it, I'm like, nah, son, like, nah, like, do you think that there were some rewrites? A little bit of rewrites in the comic. A little bit. Because as soon as I read the word normalizing, I'm just like,
yeah.
There's some rewrites up in this piece. Just saying. I mean, now, you know, we try not to get too political on this podcast, I'm saying, but there was a time before the election in the United States of America, people thought one outcome was gonna happen. That didn't happen.
No.
Now there's another outcome that happened. So I was just reading in my head, I'm just like, yo, they must have did some rewrites after the election, bro. Cause ain't nobody. I mean
Rita went up to these Rangers and grabbed them by the power coins. And now we have this.
Yeah, so I'm just like, okay, I see what y'all trying to do here. And so you're reading it and reading it, and then, you know, Rita is...
Special guest. Yeah.
Say that again?
Some special guests.
Yep.
Yes, some special guests. But who are the special guests that show up?
I see Ninjor.
Mm-hmm.
I see the Phantom Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
I see the Alien Rangers of Aquitar.
Mm-hmm.
I see Pumpkin Rapper.
Okay, I don't know.
Low car though.
Low car is there.
So the thing is that like they were expecting Tommy to be part of their team, and they're just like, oh snap! Well, then we're gonna need some new power, some, you know, to...
and you know why the new powers didn't work? Because they didn't sacrifice the children to the Tiger Zord. That's why.
So then Zordon is like, I'm gonna create this new power, and it's gonna be from the white light. It's gonna be pure, and it's gonna be holy, and all this other blah blah blah.
See, clearly Zordon should have gotten the power from the moonlight.
Oh my gosh, wow.
I guess.
But he too busy in La La Land, so we had to, you know.
Wow.
I guess the only problem that arises here is, how would the Falcon Zord be here?
What do you mean?
I would... Where did they get the Falcon Zord from originally? Wasn't it from Ninjor?
Right, but they each had to harness a power, and they don't have a White Ranger.
So let me finish off the... And then, you know, I talk through. So Zordon picks Jason to get this new power, to become the new White Ranger, and blah, 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 whatever. And as they're trying to transform him into the new White Ranger... You got Tommy Green Ranger busting through, but like, psych! not happening. I'm going to take you down. And so then Green Ranger mixed in with some White Ranger is that new power or whatever that's happening. But then you still had Saba, but Saba wasn't connected to the White Ranger power. So Saba was hid. You know, he was just like, yo, I'm going to be this fail-safe plan that, you know, if I meet somebody who's pure and holy, y'all, I'm going to come and rise from the ashes, y'all, okay? So if he is not necessarily connected to this White Ranger power thing, and he's from the White Ranger power, then maybe the Zords too?
Well, I mean, I guess you can use that to get the Tiger Zord. I will sort of buy that, but all of the Ninja Zords came from them, you know, actually going on a quest and claiming them as individuals later on down the road.
How do you know they didn't do that here?
Because there's no White Ranger.
I don't understand.
Well, here's the thing. The only reason why I'm not asking too many questions of, like, how did this get here? It's because, like, this whole new universe place is all flippy doodles. Okay?
Right.
You know?
You can say some obvious things like, okay, they didn't have a climactic battle where the Thunder Zords got destroyed, so they're still around. Cool. The Rangers went out and got the Ninja Zords as well. Cool. But, like, again, still, it's, you have to have a sixth person to get the sixth Zord.
In
that sense.
Do you?
Yeah.
No, I mean,
well, yes.
Like,
wait, the ninjas, because we also have four. Right.
Right.
And Titanus.
I feel like they could have just used one of the other Rangers to get the Falcon Zord.
That's the thing,
I feel like that's
is,
not a big
is
deal.
Is one Ranger would have had to get both sets of powers.
There's also Alien Rangers.
Right, and they always use the Shogun Zords.
Well, yeah, but...
Well, they were able to use the Falcon Zord remotely, too.
But, like, and we're going on the premise of the show that as we know it. Like,
yeah, who knows what could have happened in this alternate universe?
Yeah,
like, for all we know, Ninjor works differently in this universe, or like,
or had to work differently, you know, or
yeah,
had
that's
to
the
like.
Thing. Yeah, that's the thing. That's always the double edged sword is that, yes, it's cool to see all this cool stuff, and it's nice as long as they make it work, and, you know, there's a reason behind it, but you're still always going to be sitting there wondering, like, okay, logistically, could all of this have happened? Like, could, because, you know, you like you said, you have to basically say it's an alternate universe where things had to be acquired in a different manner, because that's the whole thing, is you have to figure out, like, where is the line of, like, this still functions in the same way it does in our world and this other thing doesn't. That's the whole thing. I think they should have probably not done the Falcon Zord, but it's not like a make or break thing. But
yeah, I get what you're saying. I just feel like I feel like if they could have had time to explain it, they would have. But there was already so much info dumping. I think they just wanted to have the Falcon Zord, honestly.
Well, yeah, because they wanted a way for the Rangers to get out of there at the beginning of the issue, to get away from evil Tommy.
So. Well, I mean, they could have used a thousand different ways to get out. I think they specifically wanted, like, in fact, they could have done it backwards. They could have just said, we want the freaking Falcon Zord, so devise a reason for it to show up in a cool way and then be used in a cool way. Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, and for me personally, I didn't even think of any of that stuff, because I just assumed automatically we're in a different universe. I mean, actually, even going the universe that our Tommy and Billy of this comic came from was also alternate to the TV show. You know what I'm saying? So, like, absolutely everything in the whole book is already alternate anyway, to me anyway. Even though they're saying, like, oh, yeah, it started the same and blah, blah, blah. Well, yeah, it's supposed to be familiar, but to me, like, they can change the rules if they want, to me. Like,
Well, yeah, because they fudge it in the show as well, because in the show, the idea of the White Ranger is a last-minute thing that Zordon came up with out of nowhere, and yet there's six legendary ninja coins that all already line up to those powers, including having a white instead of a green. So you kind of just have to accept it to a certain degree.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't think of all that. Not gonna lie.
Yeah.
I didn't think of all that. I don't know. I just feel like there's just so much for them to explain that I wouldn't be surprised if they explained it, or I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't, because something down the line will explain or fill in the gap or something like
well,
that. So I'm not.
Yeah, because I think it's a testament to the series as a whole, because yes, I thought about that stuff, but I didn't think about it like in the moment. I enjoyed the comic, and then after the fact, I'm like, okay, maybe they'll come up with an answer or not, but it's still a little iffy there, as opposed to, say, when I'm reading Pink, and because we always go back to that nonsense, where it's like, they do all this dumb crap with the Zords, and as it's happening, and the suits, and as it's happening, I'm like, this is so stupid.
That comic is supposed to take place in a specific point of the show that we know about, and it was advertised as being in the continuity of the show, whereas this comic is already in its own universe, and then they're dealing with another alternate universe.
Yeah, that's the difference when you're just writing a good story and you built up some faith with the fans, where even if you're someone like me who always cares about all that little continuity stuff and all that, you know, you can still push that to the side and enjoy it for what it is in the moment, as opposed to something like Pink, where it builds up no, like, goodwill whatsoever, and all you're doing is sitting there, you know, looking at it with a side eye as you read it.
Yeah, like, I can take any show that, like, I don't care if shows have, like, small continuity errors if the story itself is a good story.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So I'm fine with that. So that was great about this. I really enjoyed this issue of the comic, and especially, like, look, this is how you do proper references. Like, we don't need to have a big old story about, you know, Pumpkin Rap or whatever. He's just there, and he's terrifying.
He is.
And I love it.
So, are they hinting that Jason is dead?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they're implying Jason's dead. I wouldn't be 100% surprised if he ended up not being dead, but... Yeah, but that's the implication they're going for. You wouldn't have the helmet unless you're saying, dude's dead. Like, they're not going to, like, have blood dripping out of the bottom of the helmet, but...
Well, part of me imagined that his head was actually still in there.
Oh.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. And, so... like, if this was a different kind of story, then it might actually just be his head. Mm-hmm. Too gruesome for Power Rangers.
Yeah, little bit. So you know, we get this information about how the Lord Drakkon came to be and everything. And then they cut to other world or real world or our world, where you have Billy's parents and Tommy's mom on some stage being like, these are my babies. Mm-hmm. My babies are resilient, but if you've seen them, please let us know. We just want our baby. Like, they are really incorporating parents.
And moms.
Yeah, and moms. Moms and specifically.
I mean, moms are bringing it strong,
but yeah,
and they don't have to, because, like, they didn't have to put them in this comic, because we already seen them being worried about, like, but it's just a notion of, like, yeah, we don't really get that other side of, like, parents being worried about their children in these shows, because it's about the kids and having adventures and stuff.
In a lesser comic or even in the show, the only time we would cut to the real world would be to see the other four Rangers scrambling around trying to figure out what to do. That's all we would ever see. We would never even acknowledge the existence of the parents in this scenario.
I'm amused, like, they like go to, like, islands for days, they go to other planets and stuff, and come back and it's just like everything's fine. Nobody noticed they were gone. Like,
no.
Everything's just peachy. You know? No.
Where were you, Billy and Tommy? Oh, we were webbed up in a fart balloon. Sorry. Oh, we're back. God. It's okay. It's fine now.
God.
At least there's one Power Rangers story that's actually a story with actual characters and actual emotion, and this is still great. It's still great.
Yes.
Also, how about that twist at the end?
Well, wait, first off, wait before we get to the twist at the end, y'all.
Oh.
Back at the ranch, Rita and them.
Oh How many ranches are there?
I still love that visual though. That visual right there of seeing like Rita's palace just jammed into like the command center. Just awesome. Just reminding you that like all this like we're shifting gears, but all this other stuff still happened. It's still like big deal right in your face.
Yeah, poor Vasquez Rocks. Just
Vasquez Rocks.
It's being taken over by Rita. Everybody wants to go to Vasquez.
Just think, guys, we stood where the command center is. Gotta love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, so apparently Finster's sculpting something that's going to involve like messing with Goldar and making him like a cooler, stronger Goldar, maybe made entirely out of gold. You never know.
Yeah. Yeah, like 5 billion feet tall. Yeah, maybe.
It's possible. You never know. Yep.
But yeah. Because you would think like, I don't know, somebody would be a little salty about Goldar coming back. Nope. All of them were just like, "Yep, welcome back, Goldar. Nice to see you, Goldar. We got something for you, Goldar."
Because to me, it sounds like a very subversive. She knows Goldar's loyalty is waning, so her big project is probably something that's going to, like, take away his free will or something like that.
That is true, because of the whole Billy, you know, she's just, like, wondering, like, yeah, how'd Billy get out of here?
Her, like, testing his loyalty or putting him back on a leash or something.
I don't know how he got out of here, man. You know, I'm just chilling. I was just, I don't know, man. I'm just a prisoner to myself. Look, I'm tied up. What? I didn't do nothing. What? She's just like, all right. Sure.
Okay, let's go to the tape. What?
For real.
Not me. That's I don't know.
For real. So yeah, like so then we're going into alternate who's he what's it, where you know, the Falcon Zord A had to take a rest because you know it's been sleeping for a while, and oh no, well not in a while. That was we skipped to that. My bad. So yeah. first the ranch happened, then the info dump happened,
and then we're back at the ranch again.
And then
and I can't keep track.
I know this. I'm trying to scroll through the comic as I'm going through it. And then yes, after the info dump happens, then the twist, El Twisto. Billy and Tommy are. What is that supposed
to
be?
There's a question of who exactly those three characters that show up at the end are.
So these. Now I'm just gonna see Billy and whatever his name is. He's like no, and then all you hear is this, to say nothing of reviving a dead Zord to get out of here. So why don't y'all explain who you really are? Now, you see a African American woman
with a yellow hairband.
With a yellow hairband with a yellow scarf. You see an Asian woman with some yellow on, right? And then you see a plump guy with a red scarf.
So, yeah, looking like they're all Walking Dead-ish and
Walking Dead-ish.
So obviously we have Aisha and Trini and Bulk? Skull?
Oh, Bulk? Looks like Bulk Rocky? To me.
I mean, if that was Skull, that'd be a little unusual.
Rocky maybe let himself go?
Maybe. He Rocky's had a little too much fun.
Rocky is not a vegan in this world.
Tanya and Trini?
Maybe he was a victim of...
I would love to use Tanya. That'd be great.
Rita's Pita? Clearly the middle character is Katie.
Oh my god. Can you imagine? Oh, dude, I also love how Kyle Higgins just straight up is lying in his interviews. Because I remember I asked him for Den of Geek. I'm like, yeah, but like, you see anything in the later seasons? He's like, yeah, no. Liar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Love you, Kyle. Love you, Kyle.
It could be Tanya. It could be Katie. It could be...
Obviously.
Aisha Tyler. Could be Aisha Tyler.
Right, of course, yeah.
yeah. So I don't understand why people are just jumping to conclusions here.
Yeah. Like,
you know, I mean, how many Asian yellows have who are women have we had?
They try to stay away from that.
So it's pretty obvi. That's yeah. Trini.
I mean, it's pretty obvious. It's Trini and it's Aisha. You would have met.
No, wait. It's Shelby's mom.
Oh, there she is. But yeah, who is the third? Who's the dude?
Bulk. Come on, it's Bulk. It's got
Bulk. Well, if you look at his face and then you compare it to Bulk in like in issue zero or issue one, it's Bulk. It's got to be Bulk.
It's Bulk.
Okay, that's cool.
Because yeah, remember it was the story was like they were building, dude. They were, I mean, granted it could also be from Star Wars, but like they were mounting up a resistance to Lord Drakkon.
Mm.
Oh yeah. Or Fat Rocky. We'll go Fat Rocky.
Fat Rocky. I'm all about Fat Rocky.
It's Chunky. There he is.
Chunky Rocky.
Yep.
Which also needs to be a new Baskin Robbins flavor, by the way.
Yes. Chunky Rocky Road.
That's what we say. That's Rocky Road, yeah.
So yeah, I mean, look, let me. This comic is just, it's just giving me life right now. Like this is like,
it's a breath of fresh air in mm-hmm. Power Rangers land right now.
You know, I have very minimal complaints. You know what I mean? Like it's pretty dope. Pretty dope.
As long as Kimberly stays away from her street lingo, it's good.
Yeah, all right.
And some Bulk and Skull thing happened that I didn't read again.
Yeah, no.
It also said the end, so are we done with that?
That Bulk and Skull?
Yeah.
Oh, they'll start another one. Because that's not the first one either for them. They've gone through a couple of stories. So, I know I'm more excited to see what happens next with Bulk and Skull, too.
Yeah. No. We're going to have the next one. We need more Lieutenant Stone.
We do. Where he's like Jack Stone. Bring it on. No. It does say the ongoing adventures of Bulk and Skull. It didn't say the finite adventures of Bulk and Skull.
Well, that's true. Well, that's...
Can they go on to another comic then?
It is two pages. You leave it alone.
No. Boom, boom. Spin them off into their own series where they work at the hotel with the Elvis impersonator. Give us what we want.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so
just,
good.
I think Tristan just like vomited in his mouth hearing that.
Right.
Mm. Yeah, for real.
Tristan doesn't know good literature.
Just do whatever you want in some other book that I don't have to.
You like taking up two, three pages or whatever of like our wonderfulness. Like you can have your own little kids paper cuts version.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, just ship it off to paper cuts.
Yeah. So. Yeah. No, but instead we got this stuff. Anywho, but to keep on a lighter note, MNPR comic, keep doing what you do. Just keep doing what you do. Don't follow the Justice League route. Don't do it. Don't do it. You are better than that. Just keep doing what you do. All right?
All right. Now it's the finale. The grand.
Yes. The reason we all came here.
Exactly.
Let's talk about episode 2 and episode 3 of Q Ranger. The best thing going right now.
The greatest.
Love it so much. Like, I don't even know who I like more between gold and silver. Like, I like them both so much.
They're great.
Right? They're a fantastic duo.
We've got Vulcan Man right there. Love it.
Yes, Fuck Ranger. Yes.
Yep. And we got a very energetic robotic man.
Which yeah. I love we got a robot man. I love that we have these aliens as main characters. Love it. Love it.
I just like that he has like more personality than anybody and he's the robot dude.
Well, they better. I mean, that's one of the concerns of having lots of characters in costumes, you know? Like, I mean, full body costumes where there's no face, like human face or anything. Like, you better have personality. You better move right and speak in a very distinctive way where, like, I know who you are, you know?
Like, he's always doing that full lean. He's like,
yeah.
Love it. It's so good. And like the way he talks when he's forming his weapon, when he's like looking at Lucky, and he's like, oh, like this, and like this, and oh, this sucks. I don't like it. It's garbage. I'm switching. I love it so much. It's so good. Oh my gosh.
And I love that whole thing where it's like, and as much as Red is that sort of stereotypical hot-headed Red Ranger, mm-hmm. is that yes. I love his whole thing where it's like, don't you know what a friend is? And he's like, that's not what a friend is. I'll be your friend. I'm like, okay, you know what? I'm kind of okay with the Red Ranger now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm digging him. Like, but anyway, like, I think I really like the beginning of the episode where they established a hierarchy of the bad guys. Where they explained it, but they didn't take too long. Where it's like, okay, here's the foot soldiers, and here's the people above them. And, like, that's the whole thing is every monster of the week is the leader of an entire planet. Like, every planet is, like, under the rule of the bad guys. So when you defeat one of these villains, what you're doing is you have to destroy his ship because his ship is destroying the planet. And then you'd have to destroy him, and he's wearing a little talisman thing around his neck, so when you do destroy him, he will grow big. Like, it's very nice and set out, and you know there are these other bad guys above them, and then above them is the main bad guy. And they just put it out in a nice little pyramid so you understand everything, and it gives you the whole grander scale, the scope we were talking about of, this is not just, you know, a bad guy armada. This is, like, ruling the entire, like, universe, as opposed to, say, like, Gokaiger, where you're told there's yeah. this bad guy army that rules over the entire universe, and you do see a large battle at the beginning with all the past Rangers, but beyond that, you never really get the whole scope of it. You're still always focused on his son and a couple of bad guys with him, and then the Monster of the Week comes in, but it's still always on Earth doing that little thing. Like, this is the full experience of the space bad guys, where you are really going through all of outer space.
Love yeah. it.
I like, I mean, it's so ridiculous. It's organized. Like, they know what they're doing. And I kind of like that. I mean, I know a lot of people said that, like, the first episode might have been rushed for some people. I didn't feel that way, but I could understand why. There's a lot of information being thrown at you. But I do like, I don't know, like, it seems like every episode so far, at least, I know it's only been three, but, like, they've slowly given you a little bit more. And, like, you get the impression that they knew all of this ahead of time. It wasn't something that just made up. You know, there's no The Legend Says and suddenly random right. cycles and whatever. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like Raptor, our soon-to-be pink ranger, and her. She's, like, trying to be very serious and, like, explain this thing. And they're constantly being distracted, and she wants to kill them.
Mm-hmm. Like, and then even when the commander comes in and makes her have to be that much more serious, because Giant Purple Dragon shows up and he's more worried about creating a catchphrase.
Oh my god, yes.
And she's like, are you friggin' kidding me? What is your problem? And he's just so lackadaisical, because, like, oh, here's a bunch of Q-tama, here they are, whatever, go do something with them. And she's the one that has to, like, parachute in and be like, here's the one you need. I'm going to actually do the work.
Like, we have all these little moments with these characters where you're like, you sort of are getting to know them as people. And right? I love that.
Well, like, in Gold and Silver, like, they get their Zords. They do synchronized swimming with the Zords. And then they just walk up to the other two that would be in the arms and, like, you get out of here. Get out of here.
Grimmage's like, wait, what? Off.
Yes. Yes. Get off of here. We're gonna be the arms now. Okay, cool. All right, whatever. All right.
And I'm glad that. And again, who knows what'll be in the next few episodes? But the some nice background aliens. I enjoy that. You know, some alien locations. A nice CGI extending it out to make it look like an alien planet. Love it. Even though they're clearly just shooting at a pipe factory, that's fine.
Yep.
Yes. And what was that bizarre, like, water sequence where, like,
what was even happening?
Yeah, like
Silver and Gold are escaping from, I guess, the bad guys, like a facility or something.
And they
on a water, yeah. Right? But on water jets, like, what? Yeah. What even happened? I mean, yeah. It was brilliant. Like, it was like the greatest visual. But, like, what even
I was just showing that they're like wacky tricksters, I guess, was the way they were going for it. But yeah, that was a thing. And speaking of, like, we were talking about the scale of everything, the fact that it was only four of the Rangers, but they went up against the current, you know, bad guy who's working for the main bad guy, and they got rocked. Like, they were completely ineffective against him, and they had to run away. Like, oh my gosh, you took a bad guy and you established him as a threat, as opposed to, you know, doing dumb mop tricks with him.
Yes,
crazy.
Make him on latrine duty. Yes, that's...
What a concept. And the fact that, you know, he's just a current commander that's probably going to get killed, you know, in maybe, like, episode, like, 10 or 13 or whatever. But still, it's nice to, like, take a bad guy and just say, okay, he's a legitimate threat. And to him, he's still nothing compared to the main bad guy. So you're like, oh my gosh, we actually believe that these bad guys could rule the universe. It's plausible. Shocking.
Yeah.
I was trying to think of what else was really good.
Okay.
Everything. Everything's right. Great.
Well, and the
where
fact
is
that...
Where is Lisa?
I'm here.
She's not as enthused as us, so...
No, y'all just have a lot to say. So,
but there are four people in this conversation. Why you have
y'all just
not feeling it? You're not feeling it?
Y'all just have a lot to say, and so I'm just, you know, trying to wait for my time to say things. So, you know, I don't want to be all, you know, I have a lot to say. So, yeah. Okay.
Go ahead. Whatever.
I will have to say that the first episode of this series was not my favorite. Like, I'm just like, is this a thing? And everything's lucky and lucky and everything's lucky. And then, of course, the second and third episodes have that change on that front. Everything's lucky. It's really annoying. The second annoying thing is the galaxy. Everything's galaxy. I'm like,
best use of galaxy in anything Power Rangers related.
Yes. It's really annoying. Third
anyway,
galaxy in the name could pull that off. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So third annoying thing is that, you know, in second and third episodes, the girl, when they're Megazord, and she's the one that has the trouble, and oh no, one of the guys have to come in and switch out with her, because, you know, we are stronger and we're gonna fight them. So, like, she's already like, I think the second episode they just kicked her off, and then the third episode is like, no, we're switching now. You get the leg, like really. So I'm just like, really, it's two times when the girl needs help. And I'm like, come on, guys.
That seems like a stretch. It seems like a massive stretch.
It's not a stretch. How you like broke down the whole like Falcon Zord thing, and I didn't see that at all, and I didn't call it a stretch. This I saw, not a stretch, because it was two times when it had to deal with the girl.
It wasn't that she was in trouble in the second
episode.
No,
she did. It was
more about those two just you know, asserting themselves saying, okay, it's our turn to...
No. The two of them, and I'll be fair, the girl and the chef dude, they were having issues with, like, they fired their weapon. It didn't work on the monster. They were having issues. And then the two came in and were like, whoa, we brand new. So, like, yo, switch out. Boom. Right? So I'm like, okay, I get that. The third episode now, it was the girl again who was having issues with her whatever whip chain whatever thing. She was having issues again, and then like Silver was just like, all right, let's switch. And she's like, wait a minute, you can't just switch and not let me know. Like, again, it's the girl. So I just want them to be aware that, like, let's not always do that to the girl. Okay? Let's not do that. But I guess I'm the only one who noticed that, so like, what else? I can
understand your point, just because, like, it's the first one to be removed like that. Although, I mean, they set it up for people to be interchanged like that. I mean, they even switch from arms to legs,
right?
And, like, completely mix and match.
And I hope that that, and I'm gonna assume that later on it's going to be not just the chick who's the first one to be kicked off all the time. You know what I mean? Like, I hope it's some dudes too. Like, you know, you had the chef do it in the second episode, all right? So have some other people, you know, just switch it out.
I guess the reason why I didn't really see it like that is because I feel like if the mecha would have been designed where blue and black default were always in the arm position, then the exact same thing would have happened. They would have been the ones ripped off.
Sure.
The whole point was take the arms off, let these two show their snake powers and their, like, crazy yo-yo shieldy power thing.
Right.
Like, that was the concept. It's a coincidence. Is my thing.
The second episode I understood because it happened to a dude and a chick. The third episode, it just happened to the chick. That's my point. If it was the second episode and that just happened to a dude, I'm just like, okay. You know, it's a bunch of dudes, so you know, that the probability of that happening, high. But it happened to the chick. So why did it happen to just the chick in the third episode? That's what I'm saying. Well, I hope that's not a trend where she gets in trouble and they have to, like, well, we have the better power, so let's just switch her out.
I think that'll be a thing where we'll see in the next few episodes. Like, if it keeps happening that way, then yeah, it's a problem.
Right. And that's all I'm saying. I hope that's not a trend. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's a completely legitimate thing.
Yeah. I think really my only thing is there's only two chicks, period. One of them being not particularly human looking, so no matter what happens, it's always going to be like, okay, where's the chick, where's her turn, when's she going to get to do this or that versus one of the millions of dudes,
which could have been fixed if you just had more women.
Yeah,
that's the bigger issue more than anything.
It's one of the main issues. There's a lot of issues, but that's one of the main ones. Anyway, let me finish. Oh my god, I let you, like, you guys, like, you splooged for like 15 minutes, and then I say 2 seconds, and you're just like, she said a negative thing about the show. I'm like, if you let me finish, you might be surprised. Okay.
Go ahead.
So, anyway. That being said, the like I said, the premiere, I was not really the biggest fan. I'm like, it's a show, it happened, whatever, Lucky is annoying, fine. Second episode, each episode, Lucky gets less annoying.
Which is helpful.
Which is great. And each episode, when you think that they're going to introduce a new ranger, you're always scared that it's going to be too much. You know what I mean? It's like, all right, this is way too much. We don't even get enough focus on the ones that we currently know. Too much! But they do it fine. They do it okay. Like the new, the silver and gold. I liked their episode. It was good. It of course, you had your Lucky being all himself. And he's a thing. And he just gets into these situations, but it worked. It worked out fine. And then you get to the third episode where you got, of course, you have to always have that emo ranger, you know. Gotta have that emo one with the many scarves and looking like, and then doesn't have a haircut. Like, you always have to have that one. And he has a deal with, what's his name? Champ, right? So, right. I'm watching it. I'm just like, okay, now we have our show. Like, this is a thing that I can say that I can be on board with. Look at that.
Yeah, I like that they developed the Black Ranger through introducing a new ranger. That as much as they introduce a new guy and he is going to be a recurring threat against the team, it's like, it's not just about him, which I liked.
Right. You know, so like the way in which they're developing people, they're pacing it well enough so that you're not, you know, there's a lot of people, but like you don't feel overwhelmed. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then the final thing I was to say is, right, the one that I just couldn't stand from the beginning, right? The Rapture chick, right? She grew on me too!
Oh, really?
I'm just like, I don't hate her. Like, this is amazing. Like, you want to root for her because you want her to beat up the tall dude that looks like, you know, like, whatever. Like, I'm just like, oh.
She's just not having any of his nonsense. I love it.
It's a show. It's a show. I am surprised that from my visceral reaction from episode 1 to 2 and 3, I am surprised. I'm surprised. So, yeah, no. Look, man, you know I had to ham it up a little bit, right, from beforehand. I couldn't just be like, I agree with you, everybody, and this is it. Like, come on. And then that's not a show. Get out of here. No, I mean, but yes, I mean, there's...
deliberately misled.
I mean, come on, because from the last episode, y'all were just like, well, we're going to pretend that we don't like it, and then when she doesn't like it either, we're like, psych! You don't think I remember that? I remember that. I'm like, okay, I'll see you. But no, like, I enjoyed it. You know, of course, it still has its flaws. Like, oh my gosh, like, Lucky needs to stop saying Lucky. Like, he needs to stop.
To be honest with you, I barely even notice that he does it. I mean, I know he's doing it, but, like, it doesn't even... I don't know. Like,
I notice it when other people start saying it, too. That's the problem. And so when other people are piling on, it's annoying. It really is. Like, that's the one thing I'm just like, if they chill, if they, like, I'm not even talking about his personality. Like, I can deal with that. Like, whatever. Just with the Lucky thing. Like, your name is Lucky. They're going to say it enough. Like, it's okay. But, like, I'm pleasantly surprised. I am. Look at that. Me liking a Sentai. Look at this.
I really like that the new guy introduced in episode 3 is like not, he didn't instantly join the team. Thank the Lord. Get a little bit of conflict. Love it.
There's actual story happening, and it's like continuing in a strange way. This is sort of like what I would want out of Kamen Rider, like, where it's like multiple characters doing multiple things and having different agendas. But, like, we don't have to take time to, like, meet some random person and be like, oh, I'll help you, you know, find the perfect dress or become an actor or whatever, like, your useless thing is. Instead, it's like, no, just put the characters to use that you have, that you know are, like, part of the story, and tell your story. It's a little, it's still kind of early, so they could still do, I'm sure they will do some stuff like that, but, like, there's actual stuff to learn. I don't know, like the boss guy, it took us 3 episodes to even, like, meet him, you know? Like, I don't know, like, there's so many details, like, the space pop star keeps popping up on the monitor.
Lisa's favorite character, right?
No. That's the devil. That's the devil right there.
Just in the corner.
Jeremiah, where are you?
What? Yeah?
yeah.
All right.
Are you dying over there?
Yeah.
Also, the ending theme is getting better every episode.
No, it's not.
Yeah. Yes,
I wouldn't say it's getting better.
Yeah.
I'm getting used to it. It won't leave my brain.
Because it's so good.
No. I do like the details in, like, the opening sequence, though. Like, that it changes each week as we're introduced to more people.
Yeah.
Like, you see different stuff. There's, like, the shot where they all transform together, and it's, like, it keeps adding more people.
Right. The theme song is still forgettable. Like, I tried, but it's not an earworm.
Because it says Lucky all the time?
Well, it's also, it's not, it's, as much as X-Aid sucks as a show, it has an amazing theme song.
Okay, whoa.
That it, like, never airs anymore.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Whoa, like, sucks as a show is a little harsh. A little harsh.
It sucks.
It does, no, it's a little, that's no. A little harsh. It's a little harsh.
It's better than Ninja Steel.
Yeah, but they're
probably...
That's
the abomination.
But guess what? Sheamus introduced another power-up this week. Isn't that crazy?
What? No, you're crazy. Okay, it doesn't suck. It's just, I don't care about it.
You're on a mission right now
It has an amazing theme song, which honestly helps a lot. If a show doesn't have an amazing theme song, that actually hurts my enjoyment of it. I want something to rock to. Come on.
Mm-hmm. I'm on a mission right now. Hey, I'm on a mission right now. I can't say, oh my gosh, I love the theme song. You don't understand. It's great. But even Raptor wanting to, knowing that, like, look, like, these people got to go to this planet because their life source is going to be sucked out and the planet's going to die and explode and whatever. And yo, Commander, you got to do something. What you going to do? What you going to do? What you going to do?
Get a catchphrase.
Catchphrase is the thing here. Not saving the world or the universe or the galaxies or whatever term you want to use.
Galaxy.
Seiza. That's what they say. What did they say?
Seiza.
Right. Seiza. Everything's a Seiza. I am very, like, you're surprised, I'm surprised with myself, because, you know, like, it's not a thing. I'll admit, I'm not usually fond of the Sentai. Not usually. It's not usually my, go-to. Mm. But, you know, this might turn into a...
A week? A week?
Bi-weekly! Bi-weekly!
We can work up from that. We can work with that.
Yeah, you know, get a couple episodes a month, straight, great, it's good. You know what I mean? I'm glad. And I mean, really, the only two people that kind of need some love are the chef and the girl, right? Like, you know, yeah. they're the ones that need a little.
I like Spada's style. He's always got that sweet hat on, and he's wearing a sweater with, like, the biggest collar in the world. Just chilling. He knows what's up.
I can't get over Black wearing his jacket, like, on his one arm.
Right. Yeah.
And didn't they just paint on gold or whatever?
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
Gold just painted it.
And Hammy's always laughing at somebody. She was just like,
I like that her main personality trait is that she's kind of a
She laughs at inappropriate things. Yeah.
Yeah, she's so blunt about everything.
That's why she's hammy, because she just hams it up all the time.
Hey! Oh my god. What?
Power Rangers Twitter. God. You could have humor like this.
Yes.
Hammy would fit in really well with the Ninja Steel Rangers.
Let's not. No.
Oh, you're about ready to die. Hilarious.
Hilarious. Amazing. What you call it? But yeah, I think... I'm trying to think of anything else in the episodes that stuck out to me. Yeah, I mean, and Silver, you know, his whole notion of, like, how... where he came from, they removed all emotions so that they could... What did they say that they could do so that they didn't have to...
There wouldn't be any conflict.
Right. Which is an interesting idea. You know...
Almost as interesting as him playing all the males and females on his planet.
Yes.
Was that him?
He was every one of them. Basic.
He's all of them.
Yes.
This notion of emotion is something that's foreign to him. And then having to, but how do they get rid of the emotion? Like, and then how do you just get it back? Like, you just meet people who have it? Like, I mean, that thing, I'm just like, I like the idea. I just don't know, like, in terms of the show, like, how do you, it's just like hand waving. He has emotion now because he met a friend. Oh, look. He wants to cry. Oh, look. He wants to be angry. This would be a great time for him to do all those things in this episode. So, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I didn't hate it, right? Like, you know, I didn't hate it, so...
It's definitely fast, whereas like he suddenly shows like an outburst of emotion or whatever. But I'm sort of impressed by how Q-Ranger so far is able to tell these kinds of stories and still kind of leave a strong impression, you know, because they've been doing, I mean, the first episode also had the thing with Garu, you know, and his people and whatever, which is like the fastest development ever. He goes from being somebody who's like, I can't do anything, to being like, I'm going to fight these dudes and watch out. I'm going to, you know, but it actually worked in that case. And I feel like it worked pretty well here.
Yeah, I forgot about Garu, though. I'm not going to forget about him. I really did. I mean, all of a sudden, I just see Velour. I'm like, oh, right. That's, yep. That's him.
Oh, whatever.
That's him. But, what you call it? Although, I'll have to say with Lucky, though.
Mm.
And I'm not even Lucky, but the character, or the actor. Like, emotion does not have to be, I am happy every 2 seconds and everything's great, and then, like, screaming everything. He's a lot of screaming. There's a lot of yelling, even for, like, and I'm, you know, I've been watching me some, you know, Japanese shows and things or whatever, and how people, you know, there's different acting styles and different ways of these shows showing how, like, okay, well, this is a kiddie show, so you show emotion this way and blah 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 and deal with it that way. But I mean, Lucky, man, he just be screaming at you even when he's having a heart to heart. Like, bro, like, let's take it down a notch.
Let's,
you know,
be friends.
Yeah, it's a little, everything's on like 20, not even 11, 20 with him. So 20.
Yeah. To his credit, though, I feel like as an actor, as much as I can judge him being someone who doesn't know the language, I feel like he pulls it off better than a lot of other characters like that are supposed to be so loud and so in your face. Like, I don't, like, he's affected. Like, I feel like he believes it more than some of the others, especially, oh my God, like the Ninninger. Red,
oh, that guy who can shut up about getting fired up or whatever. Yes. Oh, lame. Like,
but you're not, you're clearly not fired up. Like, you're not, you're not even, like, did you take a sedative right before you're supposed to transform? Like, what was the deal? Whereas he, everything he says, I mean, I know, obviously he's being really theatrical and really over the top, but, like, I find it more believable, like, I don't know. I'm so not annoyed and surprised that I'm not annoyed by Lucky so far. It's just he is in our face a lot. He's in all three episodes as like one of the key characters.
He's the catalyst of like people getting together and joining the team.
Yeah, and I can already see them like starting to be like, it's all thanks to Lucky and his did it, you know. So. Not entirely looking forward to more of that if it indeed happens, but at least I don't find him, you know what I mean? I don't find him annoying, to me at least.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I've always had a higher tolerance, I believe, for wacky Red Rangers, but...
I can't with, like, the Geki Ranger...
Nikki, like... Waki Waki, Lucky Lucky.
No.
Oh, the Wacky Wacky. Oh my gosh, I remember that.
Love John so much. Wow. He's so good. He's the best.
Wow. I can't. That was tough. That was tough for me. Yeah, I don't, and really I don't watch a lot of the Sentai, so, but you know, I've been, because of the show, I've been watching more of it and I'm just like, all right, he is on 20, like 5 days.
I mean, hot-headed Red Rangers are the norm, but John was about as crazy as it can get. He was pretty intense.
I think that you guys are all weekly. Like, if this show, if like, the show had four? 2 episodes a week, you would be twice weekly.
Episode 4 when? Bring it.
Yes. Let's go.
Yeah.
I made sure to check before we recorded if there was the third episode, because, like, it's the day of
Right.
The third episode.
It's the day that we go to Japan.
Right. Mm-hmm. Our weekly visit to
Japan.
Because mm-hmm. you so know cheap. What we do for you, listeners? We fly to Japan every week.
Yeah, when I get the episode from my friend, E Honda, he gives me the episode.
What happened to Akira?
Akira's on vacation. Yeah, he's on holiday, as they say.
He's on holiday.
Yeah, so E Honda hooked me up.
Okay. And we all, and you know, we all have different friends in Japan who send us these things.
It's yeah.
Great. Right.
Yeah.
My buddy Goku.
Yeah. Oh, Goku has got it hooked up.
Man. For real.
But yeah. See, my friend Kyoryuger sent it to me. That's great.
your friend Kyoryuger 9.
Yeah.
God. Oh boy. Yeah, Toku 10, you know, just knows what I like. Yeah. All right. Well,
I look forward to seeing the Pink Ranger Raptor getting down with her bad self.
Yep.
But it's about time that she does.
Yeah.
Just peel off the Band-Aid. Rip it off.
Yes.
And it is disappointing that we know two more Rangers coming up and neither of them are female.
Yeah. You have 5 billion Rangers and you couldn't make them one female.
You literally have 9
Or
guys.
maybe they could be trans. One of them could be a transgender.
Oh, I wish. That is too progressive for Japan.
Yeah, probably. I mean, hey, like we've had
some what's his name? Oh my gosh, from Rider, Gaim. What's his name?
Oh, the Durian guy?
Yes.
Oh,
yes. Pierre.
Mr. Dangerous is all I call him.
Yes, the
Pierre. I don't know quite how that character was supposed to shake down, but probably my favorite part of Gaim.
Like, that's the closest. Like,
there was a donut chick in Wizard. She wasn't a writer, but whatever.
I thought of that dude this week when I was watching Steven Universe because they had a durian-flavored juice box.
That's right. Oh, my
God. I know. Anytime I see a durian, like I think of Gaim. Not gonna lie.
Durian!
Mm-hmm.
Not
gonna lie. So, yeah. I mean, hey, look, Japan. Japan knows. Japan knows. So,
yep.
Maybe.
Well, the next writer transforms from a little boy into an adult. That's something.
Is it?
He Justin's out, yeah. Because he's supposed to be Ursa Major and Ursa Minor, so.
All right, and we're done with Japan.
Yeah.
I'm done with Japan. We're leaving.
So I'm